I thank God for God. I thank God that he's still on his throne. He's still working miracles. He's still fixing things. I don't care how bad things may seem or how things may look in this world, but God is still God. Amen. He knows. He holds the future. He's taking notice. Only thing he wants us to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. How many know this fight ain't ours? This fight ain't ours. Bible said the battle is his. Amen. So we're going to stand still and let the Lord work it out. Amen. But sometimes in this world, we lose faith. We lose hope. Some of us. But I want to tell you, we can put our trust in God and knowing that he got this thing. Do you realize that this morning? Amen. He have this thing. He going to work it out. And I hear people sometimes say, where is God? What is he doing? Who is God? And I'm going to ask that question this morning. Amen. Who is God to you? That's I want to know. Who is God to you? Amen. If you don't know who God is, I'm going to introduce you to God this morning. Sometimes people just feel like they're in a hole and they can't get out. But I want to tell you, church, stay encouraged. Look to Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. And we're going to read through his word to let you know he got this. Amen. The Lord working it out. Praise God. That's my topic this morning, my preaching topic, if I have one. It's a question. Who is God? Amen. Amen. Can I introduce you to God this morning? I want to tell you he's a God that can work out all things. He's a God that can fix things and repair things and make a way out of no way. Amen. He's a God. Amen. Sometimes you feel like you can't even go. You don't have no push. Use this courage. You feel like it's just a hopeless situation. But I want to tell you, you need to put your trust in the Lord. And God will help you to keep pushing and help you to keep moving. It's nothing. How many know it's nothing too hard for God? Amen. Back in the old letter, it said, is anything too hard for God? No. Amen. He can do that too. It don't matter what it is. Praise God. He who is God. I want to tell you what he can do for us. Let's turn over here. Amen. To Ephesians. Ephesians. Let's turn to Ephesians, the third chapter. Hallelujah. Pray for us, church, as we deliver. We need the Lord every step of the way. Amen. Ephesians 3:20. The Bible says, now, not next week, not next year, but now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Praise God. So I'm letting you see that, amen, this God and our God, amen, he is well able. Amen. It ain't nothing that he can't do. Praise God. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. What are you asking for this morning? God can do above all that you can ask or think. What do you want from the Lord this morning? He is well able. He can supply your every need. You don't have to walk around here with your head hung down. You don't have to walk around here, amen, confused, Praise God. Amen. He's a God that can help us in our weakest hour. He's a God that can help us when in our trying time. Praise God. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Praise ye the Lord. He is now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that you can ask to think, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. We just sung that song, Send the Power Down. Praise God. Amen. We got to have that power that worketh in us. Praise ye the Lord. Knowing what God can do. Knowing that the Lord can fix it. Knowing that the Lord can turn it around. What are your problems this morning? Praise God. Don't feel like, amen, a lot of people feel like it's just too hard. Amen. This is a trying time for me. Amen. I just feel hopeless. Praise God. But I want you to know who is God. God can help you in that hopeless situation. God can help you in them trying times when you feel like you can't holler make it. Amen. You look up to the Lord and know that God can, amen, help you to go right on. How many know we can go right on despite of all? Praise God. We can go right on. Yes, the devil wants you to stop in your track, but don't you stop. Go right on in Jesus' name. We sing that song quite often. I know we sing it in North Carolina. I mean to go right on, huh? I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. I will never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know, for God will give me victory if onward I shall go. Who wants some victory this morning? Amen. You can have it. Praise God. It's no charge. Amen. Every time you go and try to get help from man, man got a bill for you afterwards. But I want to tell you, when you trust in the Lord, it ain't no bill. Only thing we got to do is have faith. Amen. Faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. I know you. When you look at stuff, it just, when you see problem, you know, it just looks hard. It looks difficult. It looks like it can't be worked out. See, but faith ain't what you see. But faith is what you don't see. See, quit gazing on these things that can get us discouraged and look at these hopeless situations. Amen. And look at all the impossibilities. But look to God. Like I tell people, sometimes, amen, when you look at stuff in the natural, praise God, it looks hard and bad and look like it can't work out. But when you put on the eyeglasses of the Lord, not Brother Jerry eyeglasses, but when you put on the eyeglasses of the Lord, it makes the difference. You see a way out. You see that God can fix it. You see that it ain't as hard as it looks. You see that God can handle the situation. Praise God. You see that you don't have to just give up and give out and feel like it's a hopeless situation. How many know you got to stand on the promises of the Lord? And his promises is not slack. The Bible said his promise is not slack. How did scripture go?
It's not slack concerning
the promises. It's right. It's not slack concerning his promises. Amen. So we're going to stand on his promise and know that everything is going to be all right. I say, who is God? Amen. Amen. God, I mean, and know you can talk with him, huh? Praise God. Who is God? You can walk with him. Praise God. Amen. He can hold your hand when you're going through difficult situation. Praise God. Who is God? He's right there in your trying hours. He's right there when you stumble and fall. He's right there to pick you up. Praise God. I thank God. He'll pick you up and brush you off amen, and tell you to start again. You don't have to just lay there. You don't have to just wallow there in the dirt, but get up, praise God. This God can help us to stand. This God can help us, amen, when we feel like we can't help ourselves, praise God. I thank God. I said I thank God for his goodness. Let's turn over here now to Psalms, the 23rd chapter of Psalms, praise God. I thank God. I thank God for the 23rd of Psalms. Who is God? God is our shepherd. Praise God. I thank God. Sometimes we read, amen, the 23rd of Psalms, and we read it like just read it, and amen, like at funeral times and this and that. But there is meat in this 23rd of Psalm this morning. Praise God. I want you to know that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Praise God. Who is God? He's our shepherd. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for him being our shepherd this morning. The Lord is my shepherd. This sounds like it's personal. Praise God. We can have them all by ourselves. The Lord is my shepherd. Praise God. Amen. He is my provider. Praise ye the Lord. He will work things out. Praise God. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. I thank God we can boast on this shepherd. Praise God. Amen. A shepherd is what? A shepherd is a leader. Amen. A shepherd is the one that will protect the sheep. Praise God. And I'm here to tell you, the Lord will protect us. Amen. Put your trust in the Lord. Praise God. He will protect us. Amen. Through danger, seen and unseen. So the Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Praise God. We don't have to want for anything. Praise God. We don't have to lack for anything. How many know, church, that he will prevail and he will provide? We don't have to have no wants. Amen. Whatever we need is in the Lord. Just call on the Lord. Do we have any witness in here this morning to know when you call on the Lord, he will come to your rescue? Ain't God good? Amen. I've been serving the Lord, thank God, amen, since I was 16 years of age. And I want to let you know, he ain't never lost a battle. He ain't never, amen, failed me. Amen. When I call on him, he come to my rescue. When I need him, he come and give me what I need. So that's why I'm excited about Jesus, praise God. Yes, yes, yes. In these times that we're living in these perplexed times, in these perilous times, in these troublesome times, we live in a troubled world. But I tell you what, we can call on the Lord right in the midst of trouble. He will show up and he will show out. He will come to your rescue. So don't be weary in well-doing. Lift your head up and say hallelujah anyhow. Lift your head up and glorify God. We don't have to walk around here with our head hung down, amen, to the ground, and sad and confused, and amen, don't know what to do. And people today, I have heard people say, you know, I'm so worried. I'm so stressed. Amen. I haven't ate in 3 days. Come on, somebody. Amen. I don't even feel like getting out of the bed. But I want to tell you, church, we need to put our trust in the Lord. Do you really? I said, do you really know who God is? Amen. God will provide. God will fix it. God will work it out. Praise God. I don't have a least worry. Amen. Because I put my trust in the Lord. And I want to tell you, I'm going to tell you the same way Jesus told his disciples. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, I said, in my Father's house, all many mansions. If it was not so, he said, I would have told you. He said, I'm gone. Ain't God good in this place? He said, I'm gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. So why are we worrying? Praise God. The Lord got it. He got it all in his hands. And he will work it out. Praise God. So I thank God. Amen. Are you getting kind of realizing who God is? I said, who is God? He can work it out. He's my shepherd. He's our personal savior. Praise ye the Lord. Only thing he wants you to do just to put your trust in him. You don't have to have no wants. That scripture said, he said, I shall not want. Ain't God good? We got it. God will provide. Amen. Ain't he a provider? Praise God. If you need healing, you can receive healing this morning. It's no wants. Amen. If your body rack you in pain, you can be healed. If you need deliverance this morning, he can be your deliverer. Praise God. If you, amen, confused and don't understand, God, just call on the Lord and he can make a difference. Amen. Praise God. Then it said, he making me to lie down in green pastures. Ain't the Lord good? Ain't the Lord good? He give us the best. Green pastures. Amen. Nothing parched and dried up and, amen, ain't living. But he can help us to lie down in green pastures. Praise God. Amen. You know, when you don't get rain, I hear me and Brother Clinton was talking about the rain. And I said, this rain will make this grass get a lot greener. Praise God. Rain will make things green. But when you don't get no rain, things dry up and it brown and it, amen, it don't look that good. But I'm so glad the Lord take care of his people. But he'll lead us, amen, into green pastures. Ain't the Lord good? And he leadeth me beside the still waters. Praise God. I thank God sometime we got to, praise God, go through some still waters. Amen. Ain't the Lord good? Amen. I thank God when you walk through the still waters. Amen. When you think about water, water represent troubles. Amen. Troubles, especially when the water is raging and, praise God, and in turmoil and just rushing here and there. But I'm so glad the Lord can calm it down. He can calm it down. He can let us walk through still waters, where the water is still. Ain't God good in hell? I said, ain't God good in hell? Do you know still waters mean? It represent inner peace and calmness. Praise God. We don't have to be disturbed. We don't have to be confused. Amen. We can, Lord, it looks sometimes it could be all choppy water and all disturbed and rushing here, but the Lord can make it still. Praise God. Amen. We can walk through the still waters. Ain't God good? I thank God for the calmness. Amen. Just calm down. Amen. It may look rough in your life, but now we're walking in the still waters. All that trouble waters got to cease. Praise God. Ain't the Lord good in this place? So I thank God. Then he said he restored my soul. Ain't the Lord good? Sometime our soul, amen, need to be restored. Praise God. Amen. That soul is, amen, not relaxing. Amen. That soul ain't just letting go and letting God. Praise God. It needs a good working on. It needs a good working on. But the Lord is the worker. He's the mechanic. He's the he's the man that can do the technician. He can make it work, praise God. He can restore our soul. Amen. Do we have any folks that restore cars? You know how you get an old car. Amen. Old car. Amen. Back in the 20s. Amen.
Praise God, the T models and all of those. And sometimes folks restore those cars. What they do, take the old mess out and put new stuff in. The engine might don't be good. Amen. The body of the fender need to be replaced. Amen. The windshield. But they'll restore that old car. Amen. Give them about 5 years to restore that vehicle. And then after they restore it, amen, 5 years later, wow, that car looks very nice. Look brand new. Praise God. And the same way the Lord can do for us. Amen. Sometimes we need a good restoring. But the Bible said he can restore. Ain't God good? I said he can restore our soul. Praise God. Amen. And he leaded me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Ain't the Lord good? He can leadeth us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Praise God. We need and we want to be led, amen, in the paths of righteousness. That's the way you get to God. Amen. We got to be led in the paths of righteousness. We can't be led in the paths of confusion. We cannot be led in the path of unrighteousness. Praise God. That won't get us to heaven. But when we be led in the paths of righteousness, meaning that we're following God's procedure, meaning that we're following and using his recipe. Praise God. And in other words, point blank, doing his way. Amen. And not your way. You know, sometimes those ways get pretty close. Amen. God is trying to tell you to go to the right and you're pulling to the left. Amen. Sometimes I speak about cars. Amen. When they need front end alignments. Amen. You ever drove a car that need a front end alignment? Amen. When you drive it and you take your hand off the wheel. Amen. It'll veer to the right or to the left, meaning that the wheels is not lined up. Amen. Praise God. And a car that need alignment, is hard to drive and you can get in an accident. But you need to call the front end gentleman and make an appointment at that shop and say, I need my vehicle lined up because my car wheels, amen, is not focused. It's not staying right in the straight. Amen. But it vary here and there. And then guess what will happen? When it vary, your tires is losing some rubber too. Amen. And make you wear your tires out when it's not lined up. Say amen. So we need to let the Lord line us up so we can go straight. How many know straight is the way? Amen. To lead us to the everlasting God. Straight is the way. We don't want to be veering to the right and to the left. Amen. We don't want to be living in and out and up and down. How many know that ain't a good policy? Praise God, living up and down. Cause one day the Lord might come and you down and not up. And guess where you gonna go? You're gonna go to a place where you don't want to go. Amen. I want the Lord to say, well done, Pastor, Brother Lennon. Amen. I want the Lord to say, well done, brothers and sisters. Come and enter into the joys of the Lord. Praise God. We don't have to miss this place. We don't have to escape this place. Only thing we got to do is make sure that we fall in the procedure of God. Amen. And the procedure is the Bible. Amen. B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. This is great instruction. It instructs us how to live a holy life. It instructs us how to get along with one another. Amen. Sometimes family is not getting along with one another. But when the answers and the questions is in this Bible. This Bible can work out every question and it can answer every problem. Amen. Whatever you need is in the word. Amen. It will keep us like the Lord. The Bible said, when he shall appear, we shall be like who? Him. For we shall see him as he is. Amen. Sometime we ain't there yet. Amen. We ain't there. Be honest. Praise God. But we got room. We got time. Amen. To measure up why we got blood running warm in our veins. Amen. Amen. We lost Sister Ruby the other day. Amen. I do feel that if you would have asked her 5 years ago, amen, would she be gone this week? I believe she said, no, I'm going to live, praise God. So we never know, amen, when we're going to check out of here. And that's why we need to make sure we're checking in with the Lord and make sure we're following his procedure. I want to ask that question again. Who is God? Do you know who God is now? Amen. Praise God. Do you really know who God is? Amen. Yes, amen. You know God is your shepherd. You know, amen, that you shall not want. Amen. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Praise God. Yea. I say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, praise God. Amen. I walk through the shadow of the valley of death. I don't have to fear. I don't have to worry about anything because I'm wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in God. Hey, ain't God good? Praise God. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Amen. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hey, praise God. I thank God for that this morning. Amen. Amen. God is good. Praise God. Yes, we got to walk sometime through the shadow of death. Amen. The shadow of death. Amen. Sometimes you have places in your life, rough places, and you're struggling. Amen. That's the shadow of death. And you're having tough times. Huh? But the Lord is still present. Huh? But the Lord is still there. Huh? He's still right there ready to let you know you can make it. You can go right on. You don't have to be weary to praise God. I got you. Huh? Amen. Right in the valley of the shadow of death. You don't have to fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hello in this place. We are with God. Ain't God good? Amen. It looks tough. The shadow of death looks hard. Amen. Things are happening. And amen. It's rough in my life. But just look out, church. The longer we know that thou art with me. Amen. I don't care what you're going through with, just long you know the Lord is with you. Amen. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. That's how we stay comfort. Amen. With the staff and the rod of God. I remember not long ago, amen, when I didn't like to fly on a plane, amen, a few years back. And I said, Lord, I needed to fly because I didn't want to drive. Hey, amen, I didn't have my brother Clinton to drive for me. So I didn't have no other choice but to fly. But he let me say this, praise God. Amen. I said, Lord, I don't want to fly and I don't want to drive. Have you ever been in that predicament? Amen. You need a Lord right then. And we need an answer from the Lord. So, amen. I remember, amen, I went to bed that night. Praise God. And that morning I woke up, amen, and got up. And the Lord had an answer in my soul. You know what he said? He said, I tell you, go ahead and fly. Amen. He said, if you fly, I will go with you. That's all I need to hear. Knowing he with me, I know everything's going to be all right. Praise God. So guess what? I've been flying ever since. Hello in here. And he been with me. Same thing as the word is saying here. The Bible says, amen, amen. He said, amen. He said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Amen. So long as he with us, we don't have to worry. We don't have to be wearied in well-doing. Then why are we worrying? Why are we troubled? Selah.
Selah. You see it in the word sometime in Psalm. It says Selah. That means pause and meditate. Meditate on this. What's bothering you? God got it. Amen. Amen. It said, I will fear no evil. We ain't got to worry about it. For thou art with me. Thy rod are with me. Thy staff, they comfort me. Praise God. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Look at God. We don't have to run and from our enemies. We don't have to shun our enemies. We don't have to hate our enemies, but the Bible said he will what? Prepare a table before me right in the presence of my enemies. Look at God. Praise God. That's why the Bible said, love your enemies. If people go by this verse of scripture, we wouldn't have no problem in the world today. If everybody love everybody and everybody love folks that do them wrong, still love them anyway. Jesus did. He was hung there on Calvary. Folks spit it in his face. They pierced his side. They gave him all bowels, liquor. For him to drink, to put thorns on his head and nails in his hand and feet. I mean, talk all manner of evil against him. He took it. And we have to take it and have love anyway. For God still loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That's the love we need to have. You know, if we have that kind of love, we wouldn't even need the police department. If everybody had that love, we wouldn't need the military. May the Lord help us. Let's have that genuine love. That love that will work not just on Sunday. I'm just looking at all of us. We're looking good in Paris and lovable. But how about Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday? Come on, somebody. That thing works on your job. It works off of your job. It works in downtown. It works in the grocery store. It works everywhere you go. Amen. It don't matter who you are, what color you may be. We all in this thing together. And the Lord is one race of people that the Lord is interested in. It don't matter if you're white, black, Indian, blue, green, red, silver. He looks for the Christian race. Amen. And we all can be in that race as long as we live in a godly life. When he come back, he looking for blood washed people of God. Amen. Because when you get up there, we all going to be the same. Is that right? Yes. And we might as well be the same down here. Amen. God love everybody. He don't love one more than the other. We all God's creation. Amen. But we're living in a time now that people is trying to put things, the different race of people. If you this way, you do like this. If you that way, you do like that. If you this way, no, we all got to do like that. The word of the Lord. Because when we go to his heaven, we all must be saved and all must be the same. Amen. We can't have no division. We cannot have no hatred. We cannot have no indifferent. Amen. Me and Brother Hamilton and Brother Clinton, we were all three riding together yesterday, and it came to my mind. I said, look how much unity and peace and great conversation we having all together, just enjoying one another. Indian man, a black man, and a white man. We all there together. Ain't no disturbance. That's how it's supposed to be. Amen. All in this entire world. Love everybody. Have unity. Who is this God? He's a God of mercy. He's a God of oneness. He's a God of greatness. He's a God of fellowship and love. Amen? Amen. Praise God. All right, let's move on. I just spoke about he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. The scripture says, I anointed my head with oil. Thank the Lord for the anointing. And it said, my cup runneth over. We got so much greatness and goodness within us. Our cups are running over with greatness and goodness. And I like that. These cups need to be where it overspilled on someone else. That greatness should, that cup running over and it's overspilling on my brother. It's overspilling on my sisters. All that greatness. Amen. Our cup should be running over. We don't need it half full. Amen. It'll get stale and stimulant. We need it. Amen. Boiling over and running over. Praise God. And then we can surely say, surely, we don't have to think about it, but surely this is really going to happen. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy. Thank God for goodness and mercy. Amen. Because this goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? Forever. Amen. So this goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Not just on Wednesday night, just on Sunday, just on my birthday, just on the time I'm getting ready to have fun, I'm going on vacation. No, it works all the time. Amen. Praise God. All the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God for the 23rd of Psalms. Praise God. We thank the Lord. So this thing works forever. We don't have to run out of steam. Amen. We don't have to run out of fuel. Amen. But this thing can continue to stay, and it stays so much where it get greater and greater and greater and greater. Amen. In the things of the Lord. So I thank the Lord for that this morning. Amen. Praise God. So I want to say here, as I said, the Lord is my shepherd. And I want to just, I got some things notated down here that he is to us. Praise God. Who is God? What is God to us? Amen. God is our battle axe. Amen. When we're in battle, he's our battle axe. He's there for us. He's there to defend for us. He is our defense. Praise God. Amen. We don't have to fight. He's our defense. Praise God. Amen. He's our buckler. Praise God. Who is God? Amen. Who is God? Amen. He is our buckler. Ain't the Lord good? He is our rock. Amen. In a weary land. Amen. Praise God. He's our savior. Thank God Thank God for salvation. Thank God for him saving me. He's our deliverer. Amen. He deliver us from sin and all unrighteousness. So we can go on and on and on. Amen. But we know he's just everything. Praise God. He's everything to us. Amen. I say he's everything to us. I remember when I got married, my wife had someone to sing a song, and it was singing like a song that he, meaning me, he's everything to me. Amen. Brother Jerry was everything to his wife. But I want to tell you, I'm not like God. But the Lord, he's everything to us all. Amen. Anything we need, God has it. Amen. All right, we want to read this last scripture over here coming from Psalms. Amen. Psalms, the 94th chapter. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms, the 94th chapter. Praise God. Let's go over here, please. All right, Psalms 94:22. I just want to read this. It said, but the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. So praise the Lord for the red word and the word of the Lord. I believe we all can answer this question better. Who is God to you? Amen. And we know he's everything to us. Praise God. The old folks used to say he's my bread and my butter. Praise God. Amen. But I want to tell you he's everything to us. And as we conclude our message, and while listening to the sermon, if you see there that some of these things he's not to you, or you see that you need to try to get more acquainted with the Lord, amen, now's a good time, amen, to get acquainted with God, more acquainted. You see, you may be a little slack in a few areas. It's a good time, although it's raining and, amen, the wind blowing a little bit, but our soul is still at stake. We need to recognize, amen, that I need to go a little further. I need a little more greatness. I need a little more joy. I need a little more goodness. Whatever you need. We want to sing Brother Clinton an invitation song. Amen. And we want to give time and give opportunity for you to come and pray and seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he may be near. Thank you.